Indiana freaking Jones. Also the movie The Rocketeer and Goonies. I can't leave out Goonies, but those movies inspired me to want to know how to create that adventure. I wanted to explore that. I wanted to be one of those people. My name is Jamar Jones. I am the founder and CEO of 6 Point Pictures Video Production Company, and we are in Southwest Baltimore in our studio. With my story, it begins with really my desire to create. And one day I was approached by a man named Bruce Bedell that ran the East Coast for Red Bull North America. And he asked me that I wanted to do a documentary. And I said, what the hell is a documentary? I didn't know what that was. I mean, maybe a sophomore or junior in college. He ended up giving me Final Cut, which was $1,300 at the time. That's a lot of money to me at the time. And I did that documentary, and it was premiered at the Charles Theater in Baltimore. And I had a standing ovation. I thought it was terrible, but I got a standing ovation because we focused on stories that I felt were untold of people that look like me from my area. And we realized that, why don't we create something for people like us so that way the next generation of filmmakers do not have to struggle and hit those glass ceilings and maybe quit. So we decided to create what we call the Filmmakers Meetup. And the Filmmakers Meetup is a membership group that is designed to educate filmmakers of color and provide them network development, production training, and access to space. It's a pretty big building. We're on the top floor, and we have an amazing view of the city. We can see these blighted houses where the roofs are caved in and boarded up, all the way to, honestly, all the way to the dock. When the uprising happened here in Baltimore, there's so many filmmakers that came here. How many of them had a major platform that was a person of color? That's a great question. You know, so we want to be able to provide those filmmakers the opportunity to be able to control their own narrative. That's the bottom line. We don't dictate your narrative. We become a part of it. We know that the change that is happens with the people that are closest to the need. So you have to be in the neighborhoods like Carrollton Ridge, where we are right now, to know what's going on, to be able to highlight that, to stand on the corner with the people that are out there talking to the dope boys outside about what's happening and why they shouldn't be there. You know, so policy, things from top down, it's never been the correct way. However, I won't say that working from the bottom up is completely the most appropriate way either. But I do think that us doing what we do from the bottom up and making those connections from the top down allows us to meet in the middle. And that's where change happens. And I realized that this is where I'm supposed to be. And, you know, it just kind of made sense when everything just kind of clicked. Like, okay, I guess it's, you know, God's like, you're going to take this camera one last time or I'm going to give up. You're going to work at CVS, you know. So, you know, it just kind of happened. And I'm glad that I realized this is my purpose.